Parcel number 106-25-010. Mr. Fish.
You pretty much, staff recommends approval as of yesterday, and if Shauna could confirm this with me this morning, we have, since the letters that we sent out to the neighbors, letting them know of this major plat amendment, we have not received any protest by letter, email, or phone call. As of yesterday, and Shauna's saying, as of this morning, no. Staff recommends approval without conditions.
Since this is going to be a public meeting, at this point, the applicant is
Mr.
here.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for staff.
Go ahead.
What's the proposed use?
Right now, it's vacant property. I'll let her answer that.
Okay.
Yes, please come up here and and set your name and address, please, before you start.
Becky Ivins, 45 County Road, 8405.
And I think Mr. Freeman had the first question we wanted to ask. First, describe what you want to do with this property. Why do you want to subdivide it?
The utilities in and building pads for small cabins. And just, it seems in that area, 2-acre lots are a little bit more affordable than 10-acre lots.
So the proposed use is residential?
Yes, residential.
So you're going to build 4 or 5 cabins?
Yeah, one per lot, yes.
One per lot.
Yes, and I think the 1 acre in the back is too small, so we probably won't put a cabin there.
Okay, and your intention is to live there, or your intention is
No,
to
I live across the street. Okay. So we would sell them.
And you what?
We would sell them.
You would sell them, okay.
Yeah, I live right across the street to the east a little bit.
Commissioners, do you have any questions for Ms. Ivins? Mr. Fish?
Staff would add that from the pictures you can see, the road is a very well-maintained road. It's one of the better roads in the county. So ingress and egress to and from off of the 61 is not an issue whatsoever.
Any other questions? Thank you.
That's Thank you.
All we need. Let me ask this question out to, we have an audience. And so is anybody here that needs to comment on this particular proposal? I see none, I hear none. At this point, I'm going to close the public hearing and go to the commissioners for discussion and hopefully motion.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Freeman.
This seems like a really straightforward sort of thing. It seems like it's intended for a residential use. If you'd like a motion, I'd be happy to make one at this time.
Make a motion to approve?
I'd like to make a motion to approve item 5 for the Hidden Paradise Subdivision, APN 106-25-010, subdivision for a residential non-commercial use.
We have a motion on the floor.
I'll second.
We have a second from Mr. Feit. Any discussion? I see now, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Let's move on to item number 6. This is also a public hearing and consideration and possible recommendation for approval of a conditional use permit application to allow Barbara Bartles. Is Barbara here? Okay, thank you. To place a 2023-24 by 48 manufactured home on her one acre parcel to be used as her primary residence and converting her current 600-foot home into a guest home, which is located in Vernon, property number 106-56011A. Mr. Fish, go ahead.
Ms. Bartels is a wonderful lady. I had the opportunity to go out. This is actually a wonderful situation. When we first got this conditional use permit, there was some question to whether there were multiple residences on the property. The assessor showed